Welcome to Module 2, Your Financial Position, Diving into the Numbers. In Module 1, we assessed your financial IQ, defining your business model, and thinking about your relationship with your business and your long-term goals. There is also an action step to restructure your financial statements. I hope you've taken the time to do that to the extent necessary. It is almost always my first step with new clients. Let me ask you something. How much time do you spend with your financial statements at the end of each month? And do you set a regular monthly meeting to review these with your team? The answer should be something like, yes, my management team and I spend at least an hour per month reviewing financial statements with our lead financial person in the room. There should also be active follow-up. At most meetings, there's someone who raises a question about a number, trend, variance, etc., that cannot be answered on the spot. Someone in the room has to do a bit of research and report back to the group. And let me give you an incredibly important tip. It's not only important to look at negative trends or variances, but positive ones as well. In the morning I'm recording this, I received an email from a client indicating that they had investigated a gross margin percentage that was higher than normal. They found that the company had sold an unusually high percentage of a certain product that carried better than average margins. That was good news, and some discussion followed about how we might emphasize that product more in the future. But a few months earlier, we had seen below average margins, and further investigation revealed that there was a problem in the process of recording sales. We corrected the problem before we reported results and did some training to make sure it didn't happen in the future. Contrast this with a situation I found a year earlier when apparently great results were accepted for 9 months in a row, only to find in the fourth quarter that there had been a material misstatement and things weren't quite as they seemed. That's when I was engaged. Don't let this happen to you. The number one piece of advice I can give about reviewing your financial statements is to bring a sense of curiosity. Don't accept something just because it seems to have always been the case unless you truly understand the why behind it. This may seem obvious, but it is amazing to me how many times I ask a question because I am new to a client engagement and no one in the room can answer it. The second piece of advice I'm going to give you is that you can control the numbers. The financial statements are not something that happens to a business. Recall in Module 1, we read, truthful financial statements are a mirror. They are a reflection of the performance that you and your team put together on a daily basis. Know that you can have a dramatic impact on your business performance if you truly commit to doing so. Before we move forward, I'd like to stop here and ask you to read Chapter 12 of Your Cash is Flowing, Why Every Entrepreneur Needs to Think Like a CFO. This chapter, or Your Struggles Internal, is about the relationship you have with your team when it comes to your financial results. It offers some great insights into your internal team, the perspective your CFO should have, and the effectiveness of outside boards. I like to say that the monthly financial review process is a team sport. Have your team join you for the exercises that follow. After reading Chapter 12, please click on the additional resource, which is a video entitled Follow the Trend. It's only about 45 seconds in length, but will do an excellent job of setting the stage for our next segment, reviewing income statement trends.